We're back on Inside the Huddle. We have Coach Kurt Slickler of the Clinton Prairie Gophers on this morning, Coach. You were got beat last night by Sheridan 42-0. The Gophers were undefeated going into the ball game, and it started out. Clinton Prairie got a first down on a nice play, and then after that, Sheridan's defense just kind of took over, and offense was just struggling a little bit to move the football, which was kind of surprising, and I think you guys felt that way too a little bit.
Well, you know, I would say that, first of all, give Sheridan credit for being – we knew their defense was solid. You know, you watch them on film. They've not given up. They've given up a few big plays here and there, but most teams have not been able to drive the ball on them very well. So, you know, they got after us pretty good last night, and, you know, we didn't respond the way, obviously, that we had hoped to. But, you know, in fairness, you know, our kids, we had a really good week of practice. I think we were pleased with that. You know, I told the coaches yesterday morning that, you know, felt like we've worked hard through the summer, and we've worked hard so far this season. And really we need to find some things out. So last night's game was good for us. I know for the fans it's disappointing, and obviously for the coaches and players, we were working towards a different outcome. But, you know, hopefully if we can learn from last night and see some of the things that, you know, we have been seeing. I think that, you know, I told the players after the game, you know, you're never maybe quite as bad as you think you are. Like, you look at that scoreboard last night, you're never quite as good as you think you are either. You know, you've gotten a lot of praise these first 4 weeks. And so somewhere, you know, we're somewhere in the middle right now. And, you know, we have an opportunity here to see if we can grow from last night and be a better football team moving forward.
I think the first half maybe was 19-0, and basically came down to three big plays by Sheridan. Your defense did a really good job, you know, stuffing the run. Sheridan did try to throw the ball a little bit more, and I thought last night in the first half, than they normally do, but try to open you guys up a little bit. But for the most part, I think you guys did a really good job handling them. It's just maybe some poor technique on tackling, or, you know, I think what they really didn't, the Gophers didn't understand last night was how big those backs really were coming at them.
Well, you know, we had them on the first drive. You know, Bud goes for it on fourth and two there. They weren't even to midfield. We had a chance, and, you know, they get 2.5, and they made another fourth down in that first drive as well. So give them credit for executing. You know, it's not the play you call, it's how you execute. It's the old saying. So, you know, they were able to get that first touchdown in. I thought the touchdown there on the swing pass was kind of a backbreaker. We didn't respond well, and that was the third touchdown. And, you know, give their kid credit for a tremendous run. Gosh, we had two or three guys that had a chance to get him down. And as you said, you know, we've seen it on film. Our technique on some of those tackles just isn't what it needs to be. So, you know, we've addressed it. We've tried to practice it, and, you know, we'll show it again today. So, you've got to use technique every time. You know, unfortunately, and I think you guys realize this, you know, in practice, sometimes kids can get away with technique, you know, tackling maybe some of your younger players. But when you're playing against quality that they had last night, you know, you've got to be spot on. And so hopefully we can learn from that. We better, or we're going to keep giving up some big plays.
I think one of your players last night that probably played pretty well on the defensive line was Levi Osler. I think he led you in tackles, and I heard the Sheridan kid that was blocking Levi after the game, the handshake, tell him that was his hardest block of the year, and I think Levi is a lot to handle for kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, we made him work. I will say that there were a couple series there. I think every coach, you know, you fear this, but when you get behind 26-0, and any coach, you know, if you've never been behind 26-0, I guess as a coach you're lucky. So when you get behind like that, you know, you do fear. You want your kids to battle, and you want and you see, but the overall, you know, spirit sometimes is difficult, especially when our offense was really struggling last night. So, but we definitely, you know, we threw it in there quite a bit last night. I actually, in many ways, was more impressed with our defense last night in spots than I've been in other games this year. Obviously, the tackling was an issue, and then, you know, in the second half there, I think our spirit was broke a little bit. And that's just something that, you know, we have to learn and grow from. And, you know, it's not one player. It's not, you know, or two players. It's, you know, I think it's all of us collectively. You know, we need to show a little more. You know, there were times last night I want us to be a little tougher. And I think all coaches are always hoping your kids can be a little tougher. But overall, I'm not – I don't think the word is really disappointed. I just think that – We needed to find out some things. We found out some things. Unfortunately, Sheridan, you know, showed us where we need to get better, and that's what we need to do moving forward.
Coach, I think one of the big challenges you had last night was Don and Carl wasn't there.
Well, you have been good luck for us. There's no question. So I'm going to blame you. How about that?
Okay. I got big shoulders. So I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take
that. We'll give it to you.
You know, tradition probably didn't help any last night. I shouldn't say tradition. The fact that Sheridan was going after their 700th win as a school had to play a big factor in Sheridan coming here ready to rock and roll.
Well, Bud, I tell you, Bud is still an excellent coach. I was so impressed with some of the adjustments he's made just watching his films through the season this year. You know, he knew our players, he knew our personnel, he had us scouted out very well. And if he's listening this morning, good morning, Bud, and congratulations. But we didn't execute on offense. I think that you know, it was one of those things where we knew that we were going to have a difficult time with certain plays, and yet we watched the film this morning, and we just weren't able to sustain blocks. You know, it was give those kids a lot of credit over there. You know, we would get a man, we'd get in their face, but, you know, the technique that they used was good to get rid of our guys, and they really run to the football well. You know, we were hoping to be able to hit a couple big plays last night, and it just didn't happen. A couple times we had an opportunity for that. So, you know, you think about it and you go home and you watch the film and you think to yourself, you know, we need to control the controllables right now. And so our goal is to, you know, just get back. Every kid was there this morning. You know, we talked this morning and, you know, we got a difficult challenge this week. You know, you go on the road in the conference and every game is tough. And, you know, Delphi gets a big win last night. Briefly, I've seen him on film against Sheridan. They certainly have some talent. And that's going to be a tough ball game for us next week. So, you know, we've got to shift gears. And, you know, in the big picture, and I, you hate to make comparisons, but it's hard to go undefeated. You know, so it is. And any coach out there right now that's undefeated knows it takes something special. So, for us, our focus has got to be to get back, and let's see if we can get a victory next week.
Earlier you mentioned that when you got down double digits in points, that does that – change the philosophy? Did that change the game plan, or do you still say, nope, we're going to lock in and do what we do best?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think, you know, for us offensively right now, we've sat in here many Saturdays and talked about some of the different weapons we have. You know, we're still trying to iron out, I think, exactly who we are and what we want to be. And I know that everybody says, well, you know, you have this and you have that. I think we're still in the process of trying to get all our people exactly where we want them. And I think last night we just we knew we needed to try to get the ball to our playmakers in some space. And they did a good job, right? They had scouted well. And so I think it's time for us maybe to just reevaluate. You know, I don't think we want to throw out. Our offense has been pretty successful. We feel like we have some really talented players there. And, you know, it's just a matter of maybe refining some things. And, you know, trust me, the coaches reflect every week. And, you know, we just have to go back to work. And, you know, our kids, like I said, had a good week of practice. I felt like it was a better week of practice than what we've been having, our Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Not that we've had bad ones, but our kids knew it was a big game last night, a lot of emotion last night. And it just didn't – once things went south a little bit, I think that there may be a little bit of panic – just overall, and so that's what we need to learn from.
One positive last night, the first night with the new lights, I think they were very nice and much needed for the Gopher program, and a shout-out to the Clinton Perry administration for getting that done.
Well, hey, and, you know, just a shout-out for getting us through those two home games without the lights. Obviously, our field was in amazing shape last night. It looked great. I want to thank the fans. We had a terrific crowd last night. And, you know, as I tweeted out last night, you know, just stick with these boys. You know, one game doesn't make a season. I told the boys it wasn't the Super Bowl, or we'd be putting the equipment away today, right? Or it wasn't the playoffs, right? So our job here is to grow. I'm sure each coach is thinking the same thing out there, right? You try to grow from week to week, and hopefully we can be a better football team next Friday
night. Still a lot to play for. The Hoosier Heartland Conference came down to the last week of the season last year, and I think that could happen again this year.
Yeah, there's some quality teams and quality coaches, so it wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Thanks, Coach, for being on this morning.